You are listening to the 6th year of the Montage Film Review Sunday DVD Rental Suggestion Podcast. During 2 weeks dedicated to the actor, producer and environmentalist Leonardo DiCaprio, Shutter Island was produced by Appian Way Productions, which has produced many of the films that DiCaprio has starred in, as well as films starring Ben Affleck and George Clooney. Appian Way is the film and television production company founded by DiCaprio. Stay tuned to the end of the podcast to hear more about it, its history, and the films that it has produced. In the meantime, I can tell you that this film stars Leonardo DiCaprio as U.S. Marshal Edward Teddy Daniels, Mark Ruffalo as his partner officer, Ben Kingsley as lead psychiatrist Dr. Corley, Max von Sydow as German doctor Dr. Nearing, and Michelle Williams as Dolores, Daniel's wife. This is an adapted for film edition. Shutter Island, a neo-noir psychological thriller directed by Martin Scorsese, was released. It is based on Denis Lehane's 2003 novel. It is a movie with lots of twists and turns and a punchline at the end. I saw it during its theatrical release and watched it again for this podcast. It is the story of U.S. Marshal Teddy Daniels and his partner, who arrive at a psychiatric facility on Shutter Island to investigate the escape of an inmate from a seemingly locked room with no signs of forced entry or exit. By the end of the film, he makes a decision that perplexed me when I saw the film initially. However, watching it again, it all makes sense. In the opening scene, when they are on the ferry making their way to the island, Teddy says that he can't stomach the water, and there's a lot of water. Water represents emotions, and he has a lot of them concerning this case. Remember this scene when Teddy is seasick. Remember it when you get to the end of the movie. It is the answer as to why he makes the decision that he does. As I stated earlier, the genre of Shutter Island is neo-noir. Neo-noir is a revival of the genre film noir, which had its heyday in the 1950s and is a derivative of German postmodernism. It was applied to thrillers of the 1940s and 50s, mostly produced in the United States. They were generally low budget and hid this via the use of very poor lighting, which in turn accentuated the contrast between light and shadow. These films were very often adaptations of American crime novels. Some film titles that fall into this genre you may recognize are Double Indemnity, Dark Passage, Sorry Wrong Number, and Don't Bother to Knock. The last two were both films that I suggested in year one of this podcast, and also films like Woman on the Run. Neo-noir has a similar style, but makes more use of tilted camera angles, the interplay of light and shadow, and thematic motifs, including revenge, paranoia, and alienation. Both classic and neo-noir films are often produced as independent films. Typically American crime dramas or psychological thriller films, noir had common themes and plot devices and many distinctive visual elements. Whilst I have your attention, I would like to suggest that you subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. That way you will never miss our film suggestions and have an endless supply of possibilities for your watch list. Teddy Daniels and his new partner Chuck arrive to the Ashcliff Hospital for the criminally insane on Shutter Island just before a massive storm hits the island, preventing them from returning to the mainland anytime soon. During this time of confinement, John Crawley, the lead psychiatrist, gives them access to the hospital for the purposes of finding the missing patient. Daniel starts to have migraines and disturbing dreams, both nocturnal and those of the waking kind, of his dead wife, Dolores, who was killed in a fire along with his children. He also has visions of his experiences during the liberation of Dachau during the Second World War. His experiences there, or perhaps the tail end of his PTSD, cause him to believe that Nazi-type experiments are taking place at the hospital. This is reinforced by a patient, George Noyce, who they happen across during their search for the missing patient. He becomes obsessed with finding evidence of this to take back to the mainland, and this mission comes to the forefront of his investigations, especially after the missing patient reappears by herself. During all of this, Daniel's hallucinations increase and become more vivid. He is struggling with his own demons brought on by the death of his wife and children. He has little sympathy for the patients, and least of all for the escape patient who calmly drowned her own children. He hates violence and violent people, believing himself to be above such emotions, despite having killed many people during the war. However, he has an ulterior motive for taking this case, and this is the fact that the man who started the fire that killed his family is also a patient at the hospital. Whilst I have your attention, I'd like to give you a heads up on the fact that Look Fantastic is Europe's number one online premium beauty retailer, carrying over 22,000 products with complimentary worldwide shipping. So no matter where you're listening to this podcast, you can make use of this code SYT-R8, and if you spend £25 on your first order, you will get a discount of £5 using this code. And in the interest of clarity, I would like to tell you that although this podcast is not sponsored, I do get £5 to spend myself. So if you enjoy this podcast and would like to treat me to a self-care day, the code is SYT-R8. The rights to produce the film adaptation of the novel Shutter Island was optioned by Columbia Pictures back in 2003. Columbia did not act on the option, and it lapsed back to the author, who then sold it to Phoenix Pictures, at which point DiCaprio became attached to the project with Appian Way Productions in mind. The company's first film was The Assassination of Richard Nixon in 2004, starring Sean Penn as Samuel Bike, who attempted to assassinate US President Richard Nixon in 1974. The second film starred DiCaprio himself, a biopic of Howard Hughes, The Aviator, which was based on the 1993 non-fiction book Howard Hughes, The Secret Life by Charles Higham. Both of these films I saw during their theatrical release. Appian Way Productions then took 3 years to release the comedy drama Gardener of Eden, which I haven't seen, and the documentary The 11th Hour, which I will be watching for the purposes of this podcast showcase. DiCaprio also wrote a 3-season television series, Greensburg, from 2008-10, which was produced by the company. Appian Way produced 3 more profitable films from 2009 to 2010. Public Enemies in 2009, starring Johnny Depp and Christian Bale, that followed the final years of the notorious bank robber John Dillinger. The psychological horror Orphan in 2009, starring Vera Farmiga and Peter Sarsgaard, and the psychological thriller Shutter Island in 2010. Three films were released by Appian Way in 2011, none of which were particularly successful. The company had three releases in 2013, including the biopic The Wolf of Wall Street, which was a critical and commercial success, and The Revenant was released in 2015, and this is the film that finally won DiCaprio an Oscar for Best Actor. In December 2016, the company released Live by Night, based on the 2012 novel of the same name by Dennis Lehane, directed, written by and starring Ben Affleck. This Prohibition-era gangster drama received largely unenthusiastic reviews and failed to recoup the $65 million production budget. I'm your host, Shay Trinity. And as always, this has been an MFR production. You will find a link to stream this film and buy the novel that it is based on in the show notes on the website. So visit us at montagefilmreviews.com. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram and Twitter, and subscribe to this podcast via your favourite podcast reader.